This is HPR episode 1888 entitled, Niceware Passphrase, and is part of the series, Privacy and Security. It is hosted by John Newart, and is about 13 minutes long. The summary is, demonstration of using the Niceware method of passphrase generation.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Hacker Public Radio. My name is John Duart, and today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about passphrases. So we are all told that we should be very diligent about creating passphrases that are non-deterministic or that we can remember easily. The classic example is the XKCD cartoon of correct horse battery staple, just choosing five words or four words at random. And that is a pretty good way to remember a passphrase and have it not be a known sentence or phrase, which has shown to be less than ideally chosen for the fact that, algorithms can now put together predictable sets of words. They know how English clauses go together. So if it can detect that, they're this noun and this verb go together, it can pretty much predict what other, or shorten the list of available words that that it could put together to finish that passphrase. So I came across this technique a little while ago that I hadn't heard about before, called Diceware. So this is a method of choosing a passphrase that was developed by Arnold Reinhold. And the process is, choosing X number of words at random, but in order to make sure that they are truly random, you use dice to choose a number out of a list of words that are pre-generated. But Mr. Reinhold has a list of these words on his website at world.std.com/diceware.html. And the process is pretty straightforward. So you take five dice and you roll them, or you can take one die and roll it five times, and that will give you a five-digit integer, which you can then use to look up in this list of words to find the appropriate word that maps to. So you can choose the number of words that you wish to have in your passphrase in accordance with the amount of entropy that you would like. So people smarter than me have determined that the math associated with this, that each word generated by Diceware gives you 12.9 bits of entropy. The current recommendation is 6 words, which gives you approximately 76 bits of entropy. And according to distributed.net, as of about 2011, given the computational power available at that time, it would take roughly 124 years to crack a passphrase of 76 bits of entropy. So I'm going to walk through the process of generating a Diceware passphrase, and then illustrate the commands needed to take your current GPG key and update that passphrase to the one determined by the Diceware process. So I have with me, I have five dice and a cup. So I'll put those in there. I'll shake them around. I'm going to dump them out. And that gives me five numbers that I'll put together here. So that is 5, 6, 4, 6, 1. And if I go to Mr. Reinhold's word list and find that word, 5, 6, 4, 6, 1, that gives me the word tariff, T-A-R-I-F-F. And then I simply repeat the process. That gives me five more numbers, which are 1, 3, 3, 4, 1. And again, if I go to the list, 4, 1, 3, 3, 4, 1, that gives me the word Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S. So I'm going to do that again, and this time I get the number 2, 5, 4, 3, 1. And again, if I search for that number, 2, 5, 4, 3, 1, in the word list, that gives me the word field, F-I-E-L-D. So we'll repeat this process again. And now I have the number 4, 6, 3, 4, 6. And we go back to the list, 4, 6, 3, 4, 6. And that gives me the word press, P-R-E-S-S. One last word here, and the roll of the dice gives us 1, 3, 1, 5, 4. And on the list, number 1, 3, 1, 5, 4 is the word AZ, as. So that gives us a 5-word passphrase, which with 76 bits of entropy, all lowercase. So we could choose to uppercase one of these words, you know, to make that more, to give us a wider character space. So let's choose to capitalize field. And we can also add a little bit more entropy by randomly replacing one of the characters with a special character or a numeral. So there are instructions on how to do this on the Diceware webpage. And basically, we roll the dice again. Only need 4 this time. So we'll roll the dice, and the way that this works is the first number, which in my case is 3, will tell us what word to change. So that brings me down to field. 5 would tell me what character in that word to change. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 would be the last word, or the last letter in field, which would be the D. And then there's a table on the website. So the third row is the row, and the fourth number is the column. Or I'm sorry, backwards. The third number is the column, and the fourth number is the row. So on this table, I have 3 for my column and 4 for my row, which gives me the character of a double quote. So I would replace the D in field with a double quote. So now my passphrase is tariff, Barnes, field with a capital F and a double quote replacing the D, press, and AZ. So, most charmingly, according to the website, the process here is write this down on a piece of paper, make sure you're doing it on a hard surface, so the data that you're transcribing isn't captured on the substrate or that you're pressing against. And then you should memorize this information and then burn the paper and destroy the ashes. Okay, so we're going to update our GPG passphrase with the command GPG dash dash edit key, edit dash key, and then the email identifier of our key. So in my case, I'm using Elvis at example.com. I have a little test key here. And that will bring me to the GPG prompt. So now I would enter the command password, P-A-S-S-W-D. And in order to make this change, I need to enter the current passphrase for the key. And now that I have entered the correct current passphrase, I can now enter the new passphrase for the secret key. So I'll go ahead and enter my new passphrase, TARIFF space BARNES space capital FIEL double quote space PRESS space AZ. And then I just repeat TARIFF space BARNES space capital FIEL quote space PRESS space AZ. And voila! I go ahead and type quit to quit the GPG session. It asks me if I want to save the changes. I type yes. And presto, I have an updated passphrase. So now I can test this out by decrypting a document. So GPG decrypt, and then a file name, and it will ask me for the passphrase. I'll use my brand new Diceware passphrase to unlock the key. And presto, I have the key, or have the contents of that file decrypted. So that's how you generate a Diceware passphrase and update your GPG key. I encourage you, if you're interested in this, to take a closer look at the Diceware passphrase homepage, again at world.std.com/Reinhold. That's reinhold/diceware.html. There's also a nice Wikipedia article on Diceware. It talks a little bit about the entropy statistics, and it's a nice way to get a randomly generated passphrase that isn't predictable, but is yet easy enough that you could memorize it and not have to have it stored anywhere else. So that's it for this edition of Hack Republic Radio. I hope you found this useful, and I encourage you to submit a show to Hack Republic Radio about something you find interesting. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hack Republic Radio at hackrepublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hack Republic Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.